episode 723, How to Get What You Want.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy New Year, ladies. Rise and shine. It is a brand new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Can you believe it? It is finally arrived, 2017, and you made it. Take a deep breath. Oh, you made it through the holidays. Probably maybe just a day or so left till you send the children back, maybe till you get to go back to work. Oh my goodness, surely your heart is calming down just a little bit. But it is so exciting to know that, well, it's a new day. It's where you start with a clean slate. And before we jump into that, to know how to get what you want, first we have to say hello to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to this incredible family that we have here. Oh my goodness, you are surrounded by love. Also energetic and impactful women wanting to make a difference, and men too. So if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. Remove the complexity and bring in the simplicity. That's what we're here about, because you are created on purpose for a purpose. It is time for you to start anew. Yes, it is. It's that clean slate. So how do you get what you want? Well, you have two options, you know. You can keep doing what you've been doing, getting the same results, or if you know you want something different, you need to make some changes. And you're like, well, duh, right? I know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing, but how to get what I really want? That's the key. Well, you see, these are the two different tracks you can take, right? Pretty simplistic. But guess what happens? You get all excited about everything being new, fresh, right? You can imagine, right? You probably just came from a party, maybe two or three parties lately. And you were with family and friends that maybe you haven't seen in a while. And you talked about things. And you probably are beginning to feel like goosebumps right now and just kind of getting excited. Your hair is beginning to stand on end on your arms. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was so passionate about what we were talking about. But you see, that feeling lasts, if you're lucky, 1 week. And in actuality, it's more like 2 to 3 days. And then it begins to fade away. Why is that? And it seems so unfair, because it's back to the same old thing. You know, that grindstone you dreaded is right where you're headed. Is that where you really want to end up? So how to get what you want? That's ultimately what you're in search of. Well, I got to tell you, it starts with you. Y-O-U. Those stories that you keep telling yourself, you know, on the 8-track, the cassette, the CDs, maybe the MP3 player that you're downloading in your head. You got them on replay over and over and over and over again. It's those stories that you tell yourself you're not good enough, or, oh man, you just won't, you missed the mark over there, so why do you think you can do this now? Oh, but wait, I tried this and, oh, I came so close. And then I tried it another way. Oh yeah, no, it totally failed. Those stories that you keep telling yourself. If it starts with you, what do you do? Well, in order to know how to get what you want, you must know what you want to get. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. You got to know what you want to get. You need to gain clarity on your dreams and purpose. And you're like, whoa, we're covering that already? It's just like January 2nd. I mean, we're fast forwarding. Well, why not start now, right? There's no reason putting it off till tomorrow or the next day or the next day. We've got to begin today. You see, if you're listening to this on January 2nd right now, this day, that means you have 364 days to go and work on your dreams and your purpose. That should be exciting. But maybe you're feeling a little bit like, oh my gosh, have you seen my stomach? I'm bloated. I don't feel well. I'm tired and crabby because I've been up and I've been partying. I've been with family and friends that I haven't seen in forever. And I still have my Christmas decorations up and the kids go back to school. And what are you talking about? I don't have time to think about this. Oh, sister, you got to make time. Because it all starts with you. You got to know what you want to get. You got to gain that clarity. So how do you do that? Number one, what are you after? Answer that simple question. What are you after? You could sit here and say, oh, Christiane, I've already chosen the best one. It's to lose weight, to get healthy. Oh my goodness, yes, you picked the top New Year's resolution, right? That's going to end in a day and a half. It just does. We get back into it and we're like, oh, snooze again, up, oh, snooze again. I'm okay with snoozing again. 3 months later, still hitting snooze. You have to be specific when you know what you're going after. So number one, you have to know what you want, right? And that is, okay, so you want to lose weight, but that's not specific enough. So you got to break it down even more. What do you want to look like? You say you want to lose weight. What does that mean to you in your terms? Not in anybody else's, not in those commercials you see on TV, not the ones that pop up in your social media feed. I mean, are you wanting to be a fitness champion? Do you want to be a bodybuilder? Do you want to be someone who's strong and you want to tone up? Do you want to be a Victoria's Secret model? Whatever it is, right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It's what you want, but you have got to be specific. What about if it's your business? You want to do something with your business. Well, that's great. Yeah, Christiane, I want to grow my business. Okay, great. What does that look like? Be specific. Maybe you have 30 on your list right now. 30 people. And you're like, I want to grow my business. So tell me what that looks like. Be specific. And in being specific, I was going to say specificity. I love that word. But in being specific, I want you to write it down. And I tell you this for this reason. Do you know how much energy it is to keep your mind alive with all those thoughts that you have going on? Do you know you're draining yourself of energy? If you were to write some of your stuff down, you're actually able to let it go and you're actually then securing it more in your mind. And you hold on to it. You see, there are things that I feel like I need to walk around and record myself because I just say things off the top of my head and I'm like, yes, that was awesome. And then I think, I mean, it's within a split second, maybe a millisecond, and I want to repeat what I said and I'm like, it's gone. It's so gone. That's why we have to write it down. I've had this problem in my life. It kind of sounds strange to have a writing problem, but I've gone at times where I've written everything down and there's other times that I've kept everything in my head. And I got to tell you, my less stressful is when I write it down. I have more energy. Why? Because I don't have to keep it alive in my head all the time. When I write it down, it's safe. And I've already put it into memory. I've set it there. And if for some reason I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, guess what? I've got a safe place to go to, don't I? Yeah. So number one, what are you after? Number two, be specific and write it down. And number three, you know this one, take one step every day towards what you're after. Just one step. Imagine this. You told me at the beginning, right? I want to lose weight. I want to get healthy. Well, then I told you need to be specific, right? So you decided that you wanted to be very toned. The idea was to get not necessarily lean and mean, but just really toned and healthy. Way before summer season, way before thinking about bikinis, you want to start now. So guess what? What if you took one step every single day and the one step was just drinking more water? Think about how much water you drink right now. Maybe 2 glasses, maybe 16 ounces. Okay, maybe you're awesome and you're drinking 64 ounces. You know, your goal needs to be 1 gallon, and I am dead serious on that. I am. I don't care if you're an athlete. I don't care if you're in perfect condition as an athlete. I don't care if you're a mom carrying your 4th child. I don't care if you're 20 years old. You need to drink a gallon of water. Now, don't drink it all at one time, but our body functions best when it's hydrated. So what would that look like to you to wake up, you're drinking, you're hydrated. Guess what? You're going to have more energy. You are going to have those cells on fire because they are being fed what they need, which is basic hydration. And if you took 2 months off, 60 days, you still have over 300 days to be awesome. It would change so much. So just take one step towards what you want, what you're going after. If it's in your business and you want to grow your business, what is that one step that you can take every single day? And yeah, maybe you take the weekends off. That's okay. What is that? 52? What is 52 weekends, right? That's not bad. Times two, that's only 104 days. You still have almost, well, you do. You almost have, what is that, 365? Okay, I'm not really good with math. Can you tell that? That's 261 days you have to build your business if you're taking every weekend day off. That's pretty awesome. You see, when you gain clarity on your dreams and purpose, you begin to understand really what you're after. I like to look at gaining clarity as like I'm driving. You see, I'm having a lot of experience with driving right now. I am currently training my number four, little Noah. He's not little anymore. He's like 5'10", towers over mom, growing like a weed. We just had to go get him jeans because they look like they were becoming high waters. I mean, he's in a growth spurt. I'm like, wow, crazy. But when I'm in the passenger seat and he's driving, I don't have that extra wheel. I don't have that foot pedal. I don't have that control. I think my hair has changed color 3 or 4 times already. I'm sure I've lost a few, and I know my cortisol level is totally raised. My nerves are a little bit shot every once in a while. Overall, he's an excellent driver. But you see, when we need to gain clarity, it's so we know where we're going. Because just like driving, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know how to get there. You want to know how to get what you want, right? Well, then you got to know what you want. You got to gain that clarity. You do that by, number one, what are you after? Being specific and writing it down and taking the one step towards what you're after every single day. Yeah, maybe take a day off or so every once in a while, right? So how to get what you want starts with you. It all starts with you. I can come alongside of you. I can mentor you. I can teach you. I can coach you. I can help train you, give you different strategies and tools. And I would love to do that. But you see, ultimately, how to get what you want, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. It's you. And you can do it. You got a clean slate. It starts now. Now, one thing we're going to do is I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So I want you to start with maybe one major thing that would change your life and direction. So if your business is kind of the focus this season, then think about, this is really where I want to focus in my business. That doesn't mean you're not going to do other things, but what's the primary direction that you want to go? Maybe it's in your finances. Maybe you want to be debt-free. Well, then what does that look like? Maybe you need to focus on paying off that one credit card. So that's your focus for this season. How to get what you want starts with you. Now, you know I've been telling you that we've got something exciting coming up. And as I know, it's already January 2nd. And I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, how to get what you want. I know what I want, but I just have got so many things that I'm trying to get it all aligned. It's not easy being on this side of the mic either, I got to tell you. I don't have it all together all the time, but I am working on getting the final touches, especially on the technology side of things. So I can make the formal announcement to you all. I hope it will come this week. But I tell you this, you want to make sure you stay in contact with the podcast. Okay? You know, listen, if you're listening every day, thank you so much. I want to tell you thank you because honestly, I don't do this to listen to myself. I am really good at entertaining myself. Ask the kitty cats and the puppy dog if they could talk. They would tell you, she does a really good job. I can. I don't need this. But what I want to do is share. I'm hoping to impact and give you tools and strategies that are simple, not complicated. Ways that you can begin to what? Allow you to achieve your purpose, to live out your dreams, where God has you going. That's my purpose in life, is to walk beside you. And so in this, yes, we have got something cool. And I got to tell you, I just don't use this on my clients. I have worked with my family on this. And when I say that, that also includes you because I consider you a part of my family. So I don't take it lightly knowing how important this is. And you and I coming alongside each other and creating what you want to create your now. Not my now, not your neighbor's now, not your girlfriend's now, your now, where you're headed. And I am so excited about it. So make sure you stay in contact with the podcast. You're listening to it. So you get the information because that's where it's going to come or it's going to come in the newsletter. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you want to go over to createyournow.com and sign up for the newsletter. And ultimately, I'm here for you. And if you're like, my gosh, Christiane, you have given me so much already today. I'm like, overwhelmed. My mind's going, whoop, 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 whoop. How to get what you want? I kind of know what I want, but I really don't know. And I need to figure it out. Can you help me? Yes, I can. Click on the link in the show notes, take aim. All you do is click there. It's going to begin the conversation. It's a little form you fill out. It generates a little email to me that says, whoo, hello, somebody needs you. You need to help somebody now. And we'll get you set up. It's a free session, 20 minutes with me. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm there to take care of you, to help you right where you are. Anything. It doesn't have to be on how to get what you want. It may be on your marriage. It may be on your business. It may be on you personally going, I need help with clean eating, or I need help because I'm in a funk and I want to talk to you. I feel like you're my girlfriend. I'm here for you. You can have what you want in 2017. It's not going to come easy because we as Christians, we were never promised easy, were we? Yet we can find simple in life and take those steps every single day. Because one step leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.